22. Queenie. I have to say, I was quite impressed with my master since he was very nearly done digging his cavern. It had been barely 100 hours, which was really saying something because the estimates had called for a much longer time. I hadn't thought it was possible for him to ascend to even higher levels of impressiveness. I should have known better. Apologies, I'm still new to this whole thing. You see, I vaguely remember the time before Master in a sort of hazy, distant way, like staring at a picture through a cube of gelatinous ooze. The big things were there if a bit distorted, and the details were quite fuzzy. Still, I knew from the moment he had summoned me that my master would be a good master. I knew that because he had pulled me back from the endless void of emptiness that had been my world during that cursed in-between time. It was strange, because I knew I had only been dead for a few moments, a mere eye blink in the span of time, and yet, when I thought of time in that endless void, it felt like forever and a day. And my master had freed me from that. I shook my head and dismissed the memory as I stared at him. He had nearly finished his journey to the center of the planet, and now, a vast cavern nearly 25 yards in diameter plunged all the way down into the planet's core. Not that there was much difference between the core and the rest of the planet since it was all just rock. "Hello," I said as I came up to my master as he sat beside the deep cavern and rested. He had told me earlier to come to check on him from time to time, though he had never quite come close enough to exhaustion for me to worry. Part of me hoped it was because he liked having me visit him, though I could scarcely imagine giving that thought any real credence. If it were true, the honor would be too much to bear. And if it were false, the shame too great. No, it was simply better to do as was asked as efficiently as possible. The difference between my master and me was so vast and unknowable as to be unquantifiable in normal terms, and I knew that the best that I could ever hope for was to be able to serve him to the best of my abilities. It would be enough, more than enough, really.
"Hello,"
my master replied, and when he looked at me and smiled, I couldn't help but be pleased beyond all measure. "Hello," I replied, even though I had just said that. I am so dumb, and yet he didn't seem to mind.
"Hello,"
he said back. Then he grinned, and I felt myself grow even happier.
"How are things?"
"Going well," I said with a nod. "The scouts have located a large pocket of iridium on a moon orbiting the tiny planetoid on the far end of the galaxy, and we believe that two of the gas giants actually have large clusters of crystallized CO2 that rain from their clouds like hail." I shut my eyes and instantly communed with all the scouts. "The rest are finding small pockets here and there on asteroids and are marking them, but I have decreased the scouts down to less than a third of their original numbers so I could create more soldiers to actually mine the ore on those asteroids." As I said the words, I realized I had not told him that and I instantly grew scared. "I hope that is okay. If it is not, I will quickly rectify..."
"It's fine,"
he said with a laugh. And then he looked into my soul with his glittering eyes.
"I trust you, Queenie."
"Thank you, Master." Those words didn't quite seem like enough to explain rightly what his trust meant to me. It was my everything, my reason for being. And the idea that he was both pleased with our progress and trusted me. I did a little shimmy of delight even though I tried very hard to keep it in. And thankfully he did not seem to notice because he didn't say anything, though he did smile very slightly.
"How much ore have you found thus far?"
he asked, as he rubbed his face and then ran a hand through his blonde hair. "We have found approximately 1 quintillion kilograms of both platinum and osmium, and 1 sextillion kilograms of gold." I reached out to my scouts and quickly confirmed the rest of my numbers. 1.5 sextillion kilograms of tungsten and about 500 quadrillion kilograms of iridium, though we are hoping that number increases once we fully explore the moon I spoke about earlier. I did a quick mental calculation, even though it was unnecessary because my master probably already knew the answer. He was smart that way. "That means we still need approximately 1.49 sextillion kilograms of metal to complete the core." I frowned. "I do not think we will find that much without going deep into the planets." I let my words hang in the air.
"I thought you were looking at the planets,"
my master asked curiously. "We are not going more than a mile or so deep on any given planet, as it will take a long time to dig deeper than that. And even then, we have only visited half the non-gas giants and the moons." I was displeased with the progress, though it did not show. The problem was that every time I had to use ants to mine, it meant fewer scouts that could look for resources. And now a vast portion of the ants was devoted to mining out the surface of several planets. But I shall redouble our efforts. There is still more to search. Even as I said the words, I could taste the failure in them on my lips. I bowed my head, expecting the admonishment I so rightly deserved.
Sounds good,
my master said with a nod.
I think you're doing a great job.
He paused a moment.
I'd like you to stop mining the asteroids, though. Just mark them on the map for me and use the ants allocated to that to dig up the deeper veins and continue searching.
He gave me a wily grin.
I have an idea.
As you wish, I said, and though I should have been pleased, I couldn't help but think that he should not have to come up with a plan to dig us out of this problem. After all, I had been tasked with...
And Queenie, you're doing a really great job.
Thank you, Master, I said, and I swallowed back the negative thoughts that had entered my mind. If Master was pleased, I could not doubt him even as I strove to do better because doubting his words meant I didn't trust him, and I very truly did.
You're quite welcome,
he said before turning his attention back to his cavern.
Another hour or so and I'll be done, I think.
He clapped his hands together.
So, I better get back to it.
I said as he started to turn away. I brought you something.
You brought me something?
He said as he turned back to me with a strange look on his face.
If it's a severed head, I'm going to be very upset.
It is not, I thought over his words. I did not think he would enjoy such a thing as he seemed the type to ask for that if it was something he wanted. If he did so, I would happily oblige. But it would not be a good gift otherwise. After all, I would not like such a gift myself, even if given in earnest. I would want to crush my enemies myself, and my master struck me as someone similar.
Okay,
he laughed and rubbed the back of his neck, which was when I realized he was waiting for me to proceed. Embarrassment filled me, and I hastened to produce my gift. It was not much, merely a bowl I had shaped from a long crystal with my talons, and in it was some ice I had found. As I held it out to him, I smiled, though I did not know why. I thought you might be thirsty, I said, though I knew he had no need of such things since he was so powerful. And while I could not turn it to liquid because of our circumstances, I thought you might enjoy it anyway. My voice trailed off, not sure what else to say because I realized this was a terrible idea. Stupid, really, and I should have known better. Had Master wanted water or ice, he would have asked, and here I was presuming to know him when he was so...
Thank you, Queenie, he said before taking the bowl from me and smiling at me. This is just what the doctor ordered.
He reached in and took some of the snowy ice from the bowl before offering it back to me.
Would you share it with me?
I would love that, Master.